Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. I am back with my next guest, and oh, I am so thrilled to welcome somebody whose book I really love. It's called Super Bloom, and it is by Megan Taddy. I think I pronounced it right. I'll ask her. She'll tell me. She'd tell anybody anything. Hi, Megan.
Hi there. It's great to be with you.
So is it pronounced Taddy?
Actually, Tady rhymes with lady. Yes,
Tady. Tady is a lady. Okay, that's easy. See, that's all you had to tell me. I just need these little hints. You know, I get so many names, and I get them wrong so many times. But now I will always remember because you are such a lady. Okay, well,
it's
call you
true,
Lady Megan. Now that sounds rather regal. I like it. I like it. Oh boy. Oh boy. You have. The best. Oh, you're in a tie for the best opening sentence in modern women's fiction. You're in a tie because this is so good. I'm not going to read it because I want people to get the book and read it. Once you read the first sentence, you won't put this book down.
Oh my gosh, that makes me so happy.
You're rather hilarious. I mean, there's, you know, in this book, it deals with death, but how can I say, I'm smiling when I think about the book, so you have a little bit of a strange personality. Do people say that about you? What do people say about you? Oh my goodness, we can look at some of the blurbs. They say you're brilliant, they say the best debut, no. They say, what else do they say? Do they say you're gorgeous? probably, actually, yes. And delightful. And wow, the cover is wonderful too. So everything about this is great.
Thank you so much. This is the best. I'm just going to sit here and enjoy all these compliments. This is amazing. The book is both funny and tender. You know, it's dealing with a woman named Joan, who is about to lose her job as a massage therapist at a spa in Vermont, and she's grieving the loss of her love, Daniel.
I'm sorry. But every time I think about her, that dialogue. Okay, when she's... go on. Yeah, go back to Daniel. I'm sorry, he died.
So her love, Daniel, dies. She, you know, the reader meets... She's in a terrible place in her life. And then in waltzes, a famous romance novelist named Carmen Bronze, who basically sets her on a new path. You know, she wants dirt about the spa. She wants to set her next bestseller there. Joan starts to do that. And then she starts to wonder, maybe I'm the one to write this love story. And it sets her on a whole new trajectory of her life.
There's some dialogue in this book that's so good. And some writing that's, really, my jaw hurt when there's this scene where her boss, how do you pronounce her boss's name?
Tara.
We have to pronounce the name correctly. Tara.
Yeah.
Gives her quite, let's say, quite an overview of her personality and abilities. And if was in an HR office, I don't know if she could get away with saying things like this about poor Joan, about, people mope. I don't see why this is a problem.
Right. Yeah, she's sort of saying, look, people come to this spa for a serotonin boost, and Joan's delivering the doldrums. You know, she's at the bottom of the barrel, and she's supposed to be, you know, this massage therapist who's relieving stress for people, but she's pretty stressed out herself. So she's not giving people the experience they want. But she also, underneath all that, is a lovely person who wants to change. She wants to get out of this rut. And slowly, the readers get to see that she does that.
Now, were you inspired by a massage at a spa?
I was. My husband took me 8 years ago to a spa in Vermont. I had a massage by a woman who I could tell didn't want to be there. And the whole time, I kept thinking, what is her story? What am I her fifth massage of the day? What is it like to be a massage therapist? I have a journalism background, so I always want to interview everyone I meet and hear their stories. So I didn't ask her because that felt sort of creepy, but I left that room kind of casting her in a story of a woman who was brokenhearted, and it kind of took off from there.
Well, it took off all right. You know, it's sad. I mean, there's this, the fact that she's lost, you know, her boyfriend, and she's still recovering. Yeah. And it's, you know, that part you handle, you know, very delicately, as you said, you know, touching. And but then the idea of what happens with her and the whole, tell us, you have to tell us about Carmen Bronze. That was so, throwing that in was just perfect.
So Carmen Bronze is this famous romance novelist. You know, she's written 34 books in her life. She's at the top of the bestseller list. Everyone fears her. She's also a little bored in her career and wants to set her next bestseller at the spa and kind of puts Joan in a corner. And she allowed me to just go kind of crazy, slapstick, you know, really silly, funny line, very demanding person, but also someone who knows what she wants and goes after it. And, you know, over the course of the story, you get to see that underneath her abrasiveness and bravado is another woman who has her own sad story to tell. And she begins to connect with Joan in a really beautiful way. And I hope that the reader comes to love her toward the end, because I definitely do.
Yes, but oh boy, when she's throwing it around, it's good. I mean, it's really good. I thought it was so good. Wow! It's your first book?
Yes.
You like have a bunch in your drawer, or this is the actual first book?
You know, this is my first book, but it took me 8 years. It took me a really long time to get it right. I have my own writing and editing business up and running, and I have two young kids and everything. You know, it was slow going, and I at first thought, oh, this is going to be easy. I'm going to get swooped right up. It was very humbling, and I had to learn the craft and study it and grind it out for a long time. But it's made this all the more sweeter. I'm having, you know, my dream experience. It's amazing.
Well, really, it is. For a debut book to come so strong and to be so funny, I thought, wow, this is, you know, as you said, you've got this journalism background, and you have a company that actually does something with words. I don't know what they do, but it's funny that it took you so long, but it has turned out, I think.
Yes, yeah, my business, I'm a, you know, copywriter and editor for website copy and alumni publications and things like that. But that meant that my world has been steeped in words and writing since I was very young, and I've always worked in them. And but then, it, you know, writing a novel is a different beast, and it took me a long time to figure it out and to crack it. And I'm still studying it. I'm still getting better. I'm working on my second book now, and I love it. I love writing.
Well, you've got the knack, let's just say. At certain points, so I was laughing so hard that really my jaw hurt. I love it. I love it. So your background is journalism. Where's your inspiration for this kind of writing? Who did you write?
I know. I wanted to make something that was really funny. And in fact, my editor and I had to strip some of the jokes because it was just too many. You know, it was like joke, joke, joke. And we wanted to really calibrate the experience for people because there are some really tender moments. And I wanted the reader to be able to laugh out loud and maybe even tear up and cry and have this sort of roller coaster experience. So we had to, you know, strip some of the jokes and leave them aside and let the really funny ones pop out. And, you know, one of the books that I first read that did that for me is Where'd You Go, Bernadette by Maria Simple. I think it came out in 2012. I loved it. It was so funny and clever. And I said, you know, I want to write something like that.
Well, you've accomplished it. It's wonderful. I need it. I think the day I got it, it was like a miserable day for some reason. I don't remember if it was the weather, I don't know, inflation, going shopping, seeing the price of things. I don't know.
Right.
So I got the first. I love the cover. Great cover. And then I thought, I like the idea of a going to a spa. Although, you know, I feel so sorry during the pandemic. Who wanted to go to a spa and have people breathing on you, you know?
I know.
As a matter of fact, I was signing up a spa to, you know, sponsor Joy on paper. The month before, you know, the pandemic started, we were just talking about it and how they were going to come on the program and, you know, once a month and promote the spa. And then the pandemic hit. Of course, they didn't know what was going on. Everything just started collapsing. After 2 years of that, they just went out of business. So I never did get them to sponsor. You know, I wanted them to sponsor it, not just to sponsor the program financially, but I thought, you know, they'll give me some free massages. I never got them.
Yes,
I never got them. But now, of course, when you go to a spa, how are they going to treat you?
You're never going to forget the novel now. Every time you get a massage, you'll think about it.
Oh, yeah. That was sweet of your husband, and I'm glad that you gave him credit for this.
Oh, yes.
And giving him half of your royalties because he inspired the story.
Of course. It's true.
Well,
he's holding it down at home because we're going on a big tour, and it's so exciting.
Yeah, I noticed this tour. Massive tour.
Yes, I know. It's really amazing. I'm based in Western Massachusetts. I'm heading to New York and Connecticut and Boston and Vermont and LA. And yeah, it's a dream come true. Well,
I mean, most people don't get now your publisher. How did you find an agent and then the publisher? How did this work out? Because you got a heck of a somebody loves you out there.
They do love me. So I sold my books to a new imprint called Zibby Books. And at the time, they read my manuscript and I didn't have an agent. I had agents reading my manuscript and in considering offering representation, but I didn't have an agent. They read my manuscript and 6 weeks later, they offered to buy the book. And I got an agent the very next day, which was, you know, everything happened in 1 week. After many years of rejection, you know, so much rejection, and it all happened, and it was like, oh my gosh, this is finally coming true.
Well, Zibby was right. They grabbed onto you, and I think that they are now now I'm sure that they are so thrilled with you because this book is so good, and now it's finished. Work harder.
I know. I'm working on the second book, and I'm trying to get it finished while we're promoting the first one. So that's a whole new thing for me. That's for sure.
Well, but you know, deadlines sound ominous, but they are ominous. But it's fun to have them because you know. Nobody gave you a deadline for 8 years, so now you've got like a year, and you have to get knuckle down, right?
Exactly. I'm so happy to have an editor to work with, and if I write myself into a corner, I can say help, and they help me figure it out. You know, so I'm not on my own on this, which is great.
Well, Zibby, they've got good taste. I can tell. I know they're smart people over there.
Thank you. I'm having the best time. They have an incredible team of people who have rallied around me. And, you know, they put out 12 books a year. So each book every month is sort of the lead title. And they have incredible roster of authors coming next and before me. So I've been so impressed.
Well, I'm impressed with them because really, even the big five, they don't arrange these kind of tours that you've got. I mean, you've got real coverage. It's exciting.
It is. It really is. I know. I was just updating my website this morning to add a few new things. And like, wow, this is going to be a really exciting and intense couple of months.
Well, I think you've done a terrific job. As I said, when I got it, I remember when I got it. I think it had something to do with inflation. I think I went to the grocery store and I wanted to buy those pre-made mixes, daiquiris and Bahama yep. Mamas and stuff. And they had upped the price $1. And I thought, how can you up the price $1 in like 1 week? So I was depressed. Yeah, it must have been. I think the thought of my very expensive Bahama Mama, and just as I'm ready to read a book about a spa, that's how it worked out. So now, you can afford a lot of massages.
We'll see how the book sells. You just never know. But I'm so glad it brought such levity to your day. That was my intention. I wanted people to just like put the book down, just grinning, you know, and tell the next person, you've got to read this. It made me feel so good.
Oh, it did. It made me feel really, just thinking about it. It's so funny. I'm thinking about it. And I loved it so much.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, we do not want to be feeling like we have a $25 piece of rose quartz in our throat.
That's true.
Everything, your writing is terrific. The opening sentence, perfecto. You're in a competition with Jill Block, who also has a perfect opening sentence for her book, The Truth About Parallel Lines. So the two of you
Check that out.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, now that's also a great book, and you'll love it. It's by Jill Block. Her father is Lawrence Block, the Mystery Writer of America Grandmaster. Her book is called Parallel Lines. You'll enjoy that book, and the value of having that first opening paragraph, I'm telling people, get this book, read it, you won't put it down, and maybe get yourself one of those pre-made Bahama Mamas, because you'll need it. You'll need it again.
Perfect.
I think, you're going to have fun on this tour. You can have fun. What are you serving?
I am.
Are you serving something? You should serve something.
You know, there's different things at different places, but I think some people are doing like cucumber martinis.
Yes, I saw that.
Fun things like that. I have an event this weekend where a massage therapist is coming and she's giving 10-minute massages.
Oh.
And there's a lot of fun stuff happening, which is just so great. And I'm thrilled.
Well, Zibby, you are one great company, because they've discovered a real wonder girl here. And I think the book is fantastic. They're doing a great job for you. You have to be very, very, very happy with them, because I don't think any other organization would do what they've done. Really, even the Big Five don't do this kind of thing. So you're very lucky and blessed. And I love your husband for taking you to a spa.
Me too.
And now you
Me
can
too. He's the best.
Yeah, now you can take him to a spa. Maybe you can fly out. You have to go to Hawaii and sell this book.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And now you can afford to take him. Right?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today. You are a joy. Oh, I give your website, whatever, where people can find you.
Oh, yes. Yes. Megan Tady, TADY.com. Or Instagram at Meg Tady, and I would love to connect with people.
Yeah, connect with her, because she's a hoot. I'm telling you, people, this Tady lady is a hoot. And you want to be her pal. I want to be your pal. I think you're wonderful. I really do. Thank you so
much. Thank you so much. We are definitely pals now. Thank you.
Okay. I love it. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, wow. What a fantastic book. It was so funny. There's this underlying thing too, but she's just a good writer. It's rare that you get somebody with, who's so witty. And, so I really enjoy that. Bye-bye. Bye.